Welcome to Radio Holdarchy's Off the Record podcast with Greg Prebble.
Let's have a chat with investigator, kia ora Adrian.
Kia ora, how are you, Greg?
Yeah, really well, thanks, man. We're here to find out more about your band, Investigator.
It's been around since 2018. It wasn't a full-blown band until we played music in parks and at the start of 2020, just before all the chaos ensued.
Right, and so, how was that first gig?
It was awesome. The guitarist, Adam, had broken his shoulder just prior to it, so he'd had major surgery.
Oh, so
it was touch and go whether we'd even make our first gig.
Okay, so the gig went well, and then, of course, the lockdowns and everything happened, and things sort of took a back step for a little bit. But now you're back into it. You got the same guys in the band?
No, actually, it's a whole clean new slate. Recently just recruited Jasper DeRoos on drums, which I'm pretty stoked about. He's played on the upcoming single and the next one, and he'll be joining the band from now on, so I'm really stoked. I've known Jasper for a long time, actually, since we were kids, and we used to kick around on BMXs out West Auckland together. And I hadn't seen him for ages, since AutoZam and everything, and we just bumped into each other again just by happenstance, and then here we go.
Wow, there you go. Now he's in the band, and he's a really good drummer too. That's a good get.
Yeah, it's a great get. He's amazing. I've also enlisted Chad Heesh playing lead guitar. He's a bit of a cowboy, and he comes from a musical family. Both of his parents were touring New Zealand country musicians.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, when you said he's a bit of a cowboy, there's the country thing going through and through with his family connections and history.
Yeah, absolutely. And on bass, we've got Pony Antonio Gutierrez, and he is a Mexican metler. He is massive, built like a tree, and he rock and rolls, mate.
Wow. It's quite an eclectic mix. Do you guys all get on?
Yeah, we do. So far, so good. It's been just a couple of gigs under the belt. Played recently at Saloon up at Wellsford, which is a new venue up there. It's really cool. We played along with Ratso. That's English Jake from the D4.
Right.
It was a cool gig. And yeah, there's some real chemistry there, Greg. So I think onwards and upwards for Investigator. It's looking good.
Yeah.
And enlisted Scott Seabright to produce Investigator going forward as well, which is another good get. And I think you can really tell the difference of having a professional producer like Scott, who's working with so many great bands.
Yeah, a lot lately. Of bands bring his name up quite a bit. He's obviously great to work with.
He's amazing. He's really awesome. He talks about moments in songs, which is quite interesting.
Is there a moment we should listen out for in this tune?
I think there's a really good surprise moment for me, and that's the real proggy bridge breakdown part. It's one of my favourite moments. It's just it's a nice surprise.
All right, that's coming up in a couple of minutes from now. Let's check out this new tune from Investigator. This is a new one called Madness on Radio Holdarchy. It's Radio Hauraki, and that's brand new from Investigator. It's called Madness, and we're lucky enough to have Adrian from the band on a Zoom with us now. Kia ora, Adrian. Thanks for bringing us that tune tonight.
Oh, thank you so much for spinning it.
If you want to let us know what you thought of that, you can flick us a text on 3483. Adrian, you're sort of north of Auckland. Where is everybody else based? Are they back in the big city and you're distanced from them?
We're spread now. Now that Jasper's on board, he's actually in Whangarei.
Right.
So I'm actually in between Jasper and the rest of the band. Pony and Chad are in Auckland. I'm in Mangatauroto, just at the bottom of the Brinduins there. So we can do a lot of stuff, obviously, digitally, but there's nothing quite like getting together and playing. So it's a little bit of travel, but it's worth it.
Are you anywhere near Mangawhai?
Not too far from Mangawhai, so it's a beautiful spot. Gets pretty busy during summer, Greg, though.
Yeah. Well, I was just going to say, because one of our guys was there yesterday. You didn't happen to see Jason Hoyt out swimming with the dolphins on the weekend,
did
you?
Oh, Hoity. No, I missed him. I missed him.
Yeah. Oh, next time, when you're on your way to a band practice and cruising past, you might see him. You mentioned before that you've had some gigs recently. Have you got any more coming up?
We have just gone on pause. We played quite a bit over the last 3 or 4 months. Played a really cool gig at the Ponsonby Social Club, which was great to bring rock and roll there. And looking forward, we're just trying to work out some dates for maybe a little mini winter tour, perhaps go down the west, do like Raglan, New Plymouth or something, come back up the other side, maybe Tauranga, Waihee, some places like that, and then up around us, maybe Mangawhai or Butter Factory.
You said there's a Ponsonby show. Where else did you go on that recent tour?
Oh, we came up to Wellsford. They've opened a new bar there called the Saloon Bar, and that's got a great little stage, and it's perfect. A lot of people come in. It's a bit of a satellite town. A lot of people come in from, you know, rurally to come and watch. So if there's something on, you know, it can pack out in there. And that was a really great night. Great night playing with Ratso, because that's a bit of New Zealand rock royalty there with English Jake from the D4.
Yeah. You mentioned you're putting together a tour for later in the winter. What are some of your favourite venues around the country?
Well, Auckland has to be the power station.
Yeah.
It would have to be. That's got to work out a way that we play the power station sometime soon with some other bands. That'd be awesome. Cabana, that'd be cool.
Oh, yeah, and Napier, yep.
Yeah, that'd be cool. There's a few places, Smash Palace in Gisborne. I'd always love to play, the Festival of Lights in New Plymouth.
Yep.
I studied down there, and I love New Plymouth. Taranaki's a great place.
Yeah. Well, maybe next year.
Good. Homegrown, that'd be a good – now that's the ticket, right? Every band wants to play Homegrown.
Yeah, well, maybe
– Wellington Waterfront.
2025 could be on the bill. If anyone wants to see whether you make Homegrown or where you end up in June or the winter or this year, where's the best place to find some information on yourselves and that song?
At Investigator Music, that's the Facebook, the Instagram, and we've got a merch store, which is DigiTees. That's all done here in New Zealand, actually. So if anyone wants to grab our merch, it's all made here, AS Colour shirts and stuff like that, proudly supporting New Zealand made.
Nice. At Investigator Music. Adrian from Investigator, thanks for your time on Hauraki.
Oh, thanks for having me, Greg. It's been awesome.
Radio Hauraki's Off the Record podcast. Why not subscribe so they download automatically? And don't forget to rate us 5 stars. Thanks, mate. Find out more about this podcast and the people who make it at hauraki.co.nz.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If she thinks, man, I've had a shit Mother's Day, it's not on me. Okay, you're not my mum. That's the kids. The kids should have been best behaviour, and they chose not to, okay?
Yeah.
They chose to give you crappy presents. They chose to complain at the nice breakfast we made. I'm just there, I'm helping, but sorry, mate.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.